This week on It's Dangerous to Go Alone, Jackson has a big rant about AI on Inzoi, and Juice bought a brand new car! And then we give you the 10 commandments of gaming.
It's dangerous to go alone.
What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about video games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And hey, listen, fuck. Hey, listen, it's dangerous to go alone. So hey, listen to us chat about this week's video game topic. Wow.
And this week we're brought to you by our Patreon producers, Mysteria and the Bull 963. Thank you both very, very much. Yes. Juice, how you doing? That was not your best
word. Oh my God. That was hard.
You're tired.
Yeah, my brain's mush today. I had a long day. So sorry I fucked that one up, friends. But, you know, they're not all winners.
We forgive you, the whole community said from off camera.
Screaming. I'm good. I've had a long day, but mostly I've been kind of slowly getting back into my normal schedule, which is fabulous. I've had days off, which you will be very proud about.
I am very happy.
Very proud. Happy I've been playing a lot of Last of Us 2. I tell Mr. Box, we'll be sitting there and he'll be like, what do you want to do tonight? I'm like, I would like to kill some zombies, if that's okay. And he'll go, okay, I'll watch TikToks. And then he watches TikToks while I kill zombies.
That's fun. So the second season of the HBO series comes out April 13th.
Yes.
And I'm probably going to have to do something like last minute just to get the game finished in time.
Yeah.
Something in terms of like a longer stream on a weekend or something. But hearing like, your levels of excitement's been very infectious.
Ooh, it just gets better and better and better. My God, does it ever. Because it's like, it gets to like this point where you're just like, it's good. It's always good. It's always consistently good. And then something happens. I'm not going to tell you what. Something happens. And then you go, I'm locked in. I'm fucking locked in. I want to play this all day. I want to play this every day. I never not want to play this. So something happens and you're going to go, fuck yeah. And it's great.
I'm excited. I'll be playing later today from the day that we're recording this, but I caught up with a friend of a friend, a partner of a friend.
Wow.
Who works in VFX. And he was telling me that their team is working on The Last of Us Season 2.
Sick.
And I went celebrity. he didn't tell me much. I didn't really
want to know much.
Exactly. I didn't want to know much. He was like, they're doing it different though, which like they've already announced a bunch of times. They're like, because that was one of the things. Yeah, a little bit. And like playing through the game, you're like, yeah, they can't just do this verbatim. Like already in the first 8 hours, I'm like, yeah, you can't do every minute of this. And you got to pick and choose and knowing who's in the cast and some of the plot points. You're like, ah, they're going to have to tweak some things. Yeah.
Yeah. And I understand that. But when you get further into it, I definitely want to chat with you more about like how they're going to do the show, because I have just so many questions on how they're going to do it. But I don't want to spoil anything for you. So.
Yeah, maybe we should do a spoiler cast. Like we both finish the game and we come in, we talk 100%. No, like everything is a spoiler. Everything's on.
Well, the game's been out forever. I'm sure we can.
Yeah, but for me, it's just
me. No, we'll wait.
The person. And then maybe we could even be like, how do you think? What will they include in the show? What we like those kind of predictions. I think
once we're both done, really I'm probably going to be finished. By this weekend probably.
Yeah, I've got this week and next week, so that's probably 2.5 to 3 hours a pop, so let's call it 5-10. I'll probably get up to 18 hours and it's like a 24 to 30 finish, so I might have to either put in some weekend time and then I'm gone for a week, so I don't know, I'll figure it out. But
I'm
leaving on a jet plane.
I'll miss you.
I don't know if I'll come back again.
I wish you would.
Because I'll die.
No.
Maybe.
No.
But that being said, I am very, very excited for The Last of Us. I've been really enjoying playing the second game. I'm looking forward to it. I also like you and I kind of messaging back and forth. The number of times you've been like, there's something coming your way that you're going to be pumped for. And I'm like, okay.
Wee, wee, wee. Well, it was the opposite because there was a point where I messaged you and I was just like, my horse, and you were like, I know.
R.I.P.
my horse. R.I.P. Shimmer.
Shimmer.
Shimmer. Anyways, but yeah, great game. 30 out of 10. I just wish, like, I want to play more games like that. Like, it kind of has that same sort of gameplay style as, like, God of War and all that mm-hmm. stuff. Like, so those
super narratively driven games, AAA, massive stories, big worlds, lots to say, lots to do, are basically in jeopardy in the current development cycle, economy, games industry. Like, those are what sets PlayStation apart, those exact games, right? That's what makes them who they are in a lot of ways. But the development cycle is unsustainable, and all of the studios that we're seeing close and have issues and have to shut down, all of those types of things, they are these styles of games where it's like, hey, we want to employ a team of 300 people for the next 8 years to create this game. And the game's incredible, but the amount of money it costs to make them is just ridiculous. Mm. And I don't know. We're going to see major changes in the industry in the next three, five, 10 years. And I'm curious to see if we get fewer and fewer of those, because they're already rare.
I mean, speaking of that kind of stuff, have you seen all the new stuff about inZOI?
I have a little bit.
I've seen a lot of, like, what they can do, and, like, they can use, like, real-time, like, videos of, like, TikTok dances, and you can implement that inside of your inZOI. They have real relationships. They use, like, real, like, quote-unquote genetics. So, like, if you have two parental figures, the child will have both aspects of them in the child. So it's, like, those kind of things. But a lot of people saying they're not playing it because it uses, like, a sort of AI.
It uses a lot of AI.
But then a lot of people were saying, too, in the comments that, like, a lot of games have been using this type of AI. It's just inZOI is the one that's kind of the most public about it or something.
So AI is a crapshoot right now, and it drives me nuts because I have to talk about it at work, and it's like, it's a massive buzzword, which is a fucking, is just dumb inherently because that means that people don't understand what they're talking about, and they're just talking about it because they know. AI has always been a facet of video games. AI is too broad of a net, right? Think about when you played, maybe not you, but GoldenEye on the N64. Those little bots that run around. Hold on. I talked over you. Go again. When you think about the bots that run around that you play against, those have enemy AI. Like, that is how broad it is. So now when people are making games in the current era, there's different AI tools. Some of them are completely normal that have been a part of game development forever. Other of them, such as generative AI, has a lot of ethical questions around it, especially because in inZOI specifically, when they first put out their trailer, they were like, you can put a movie poster on your wall, and they show it, and they're using generative AI, which means the AI learns how art looks and can make something based on your prompt. However, all of the art that you are training that AI on, you have no legal connection to. You are just picking internet pictures and videos from all over the place without anyone's, you know, explicit permission, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where the question marks around AI come up. So that, and then also, I imagine there's a lot of AI model usage in the, hey, we're going to show you a video of someone dancing and now your character is going to dance. It's like, okay, did the people in those videos that you've trained that model on, did they give you permission to use their content for this purpose? No, not really. And AI is going even further. Sorry to go off on AI, but AI in games is here. There was a tech demo that came out a couple weeks ago around the character Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn. And they said, hey, look, here's our AI model. I saw an interview, not even an interview, the performer who creates Aloy, plays Aloy, did a video that I watched yesterday just on their Instagram, but being like, let's talk about this. They said, you know, the company reached out to me and told me that this was happening. They claim they didn't use any of my captured data or my voice, but it sounds a lot like it. And it is the thing that we are fighting against as performers in the games industry, is that studios want to use AI because it makes everything cheaper. However, it makes all of our jobs completely fucking obsolete, and we'll remove any form of, like, humanity to these characters. Mm. So, again, AI is a clusterfuck. It is broadly reaching. It covers too many things for anyone to be like, AI, yay, or AI, bad. There's so much more nuance to the conversation. But there's a lot of use cases that are, in my opinion, inherently unethical. And again, basically taking a character that was previously played by a human and being like, we don't need that human anymore, is garbage. You should stop fucking doing that. So again, Inzoi was very upfront about generative AI in their reveal trailer. And I imagine there's a lot of other things kind of working behind the scenes. So,
are we...
Results inconclusive.
If I play it, will I get canceled?
I don't know. I'm sure someone's going to be mad, but that's just the days have come and gone where everyone gets behind a cause. You will find pockets of people that typically support you in some way that will speak out against the other things. There's too many fucking things that everyone's mad about that there is no clear-cut way to just be like, hey, no one's going to be mad at me today. It just doesn't fucking exist anymore.
Fuck bitches get money. Bam.
Anyhow, that was AI, but
that was your AI rant. Wow.
I mean, technically it came up very organically, but yes, there's a lot of AI.
Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, it was very well done.
Thank you. Appreciate that. There's a lot of AI shit happening. But you've been enjoying The Last of Us 2. Have you been playing anything else? Have you fallen off the way I have from Marvel Rivals?
Yes, I have fallen off. I have not been playing. I know. I still have a passion for it, a passion for fashion.
Sure.
But I just haven't. I've been playing Lost Records, Bloom and Rage.
Okay, so you
did we talk about that?
I don't think on a pod. I think you mentioned
it. So I started that on stream. Not a formal review, but started it. If you want to play it, the thing that I like about Life is Strange and like those games is that while it is narrative driven, you kind of get to the punch a little bit faster. This one, it's like 5 hours of like, we're best friends. And there might be a story behind being best friends, but we are best friends. And it's a lot of that shit for like 5 hours. So I was kind of like, bro, we got to get into the fucking story. So once we kind of actually started getting into the creepy, scary stuff, I had to end stream. So I was like, okay, we'll just get into this next time. So I'm enjoying it so far, but I will say it's not my favorite out of that type of game. Like I'm not like foaming at the mouth like, oh my God, I gotta get back there. Because I found with Life is Strange and Life is Strange 2, honestly, even fucking the Life is Strange 3 with the brother and sister, I found that one was even more compelling. Because like the powers and stuff, this one just feels like normal girls with a creepy past. So, right now my rating mid.
The number of games you've given a 30 out of 10 recently for this one to be mid, that's
kind of
like,
just mid. Well, it's like I'm playing it in tandem with Last of Us 2. So it's like I've got this incredible masterpiece versus a game that's kind of just like not really holding my attention. It's just kind of meh. And it's like there was points where I was like, maybe I should just play a few rounds of Marvel Rivals because like I wasn't into it. Even my chat was kind of just like, wow, they're best friends and you get to record them with your 90s video camera. That's kind of fun. Cool. There's a Tamagotchi. Like there's only so much you can... There's only so much you can do with the nostalgia factor because it's a game that's essentially set in the 90s. So you're like this nerdy kind of like awkward girl in 1996, I think.
Tell me about it.
Oh my God, she's such a fucking nerd that you're like, I can't play this character. You're so fucking uncool. It is almost uncomfortable. Where she's like, nobody wants to play with me. Like that's how she talks. Aww. And it's just like, bro.
My heart always breaks for those characters.
No, it's like they're trying to create the quote unquote nerd, and it doesn't feel organic.
Every time, man, it breaks my heart every time.
No, it doesn't feel organic. It's just like it feels like she's gonna start singing in cursive. Like it's, you know, do you know what singing in cursive is?
In cursive is the name of a song from the hit musical Hairspray.
It's not. It's not. Is that what do you think I'm trying to say? Or do you actually think that there is a song in cursive from the hit musical Hairspray?
That's my guess on what you're saying.
Okay, I thought you were
referencing the hit musical Hairspray, everyone's favorite film.
No, singing in cursive is like singing like Amy Winehouse. So it's like instead they don't finish their words and they kind of sound like they're singing like in a weird like accent. Well, they'll be like, give me a song. Give me a song. Give me any song. Give me any song.
Any song?
And I'll sing it in cursive
for you. Spice up your life.
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie.
Have you heard Spice Up Your Life? Do you know that song?
Yeah, I know Spice. That was me singing in cursive. Or it's like, Summer to the laugh. Give it up at the guitar. Like, it's like singing like that.
You
it's
sound like, you're hammered, belligerent.
It's like you don't. It's like you don't finish the word, and you're kind of sound, and they kind of flow into each other. That's singing in cursive.
I learned something.
I know. Google sing it, or like Google videos of like singing in cursive, and you'll understand. Like Duffy sings in cursive. Adele's first album is kind of singing in cursive.
Hillary Duffy?
No, Duffy. Duffy. Warwick Avenue. Mercy. Remember song? You got me begging you for mercy.
You did it by... Oh, I do know that song. But you that, accidentally just named two video game characters.
Warwick Avenue and...
Warwick and Mercy. Warwick from the hit game?
Resident Evil.
No. And Mercy from the other hit game?
Tekken 4.
Boom! Crushed it.
What were they from?
Warwick is, I think, a character in a number of things, but is in... Which just means you had multiple choices to get it right. Still got it wrong. Don't get mad at me. From League of Legends. And then Mercy is from Overwatch.
When you said League, I wanted to remind you of something. Not remind you, but tell you. This morning in one of my classes, it was 24 high school students.
Yeah.
And I was talking about, because they all looked really upset to have to work out. So I said, guys, working out is fun. Working out gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. And happy people don't just kill their husbands. And then I had to... And then I had to be like,
kicked out of that fucking class.
And then the teacher gave me a face and I said, Legally Blonde. Nobody knows that movie. Legally Blonde. That no, just me. Great. Anyways.
You were simultaneously dating yourself, inappropriate, and starting some shit.
Happy people just don't kill their husbands. So let's keep working out. She was just like, what the fuck? And I was like, Legally Blonde? Nope. Great. What? Although I will say one of the students went, I love that movie. I was like, yay! Nice.
People.
I went, yay, we found one.
Yep. Also, can I say, great Cult of the Goat shirt that you're currently wearing.
Oh my God, I was waiting for you to notice. So what actually, I am wearing a shirt from Glizzy Gamer and Zach Nix.
Oh, no shit.
They recently started a brand together called Fae and Fiend. And sick. They have apparel and nail polishes. So this is one of their shirts that they recently sent over to me. It's very
that
cute.
Is
it's
like so cool.
I know, it's like tie-dye, and it has this cute little like kind of like demon-y goat thing on it.
Yeah. It looks very Cult of the Lamb, but it's a goat instead of a lamb.
Yeah, it's kind of has like a Cult of the Lamb sort of vibe, and it kind of looks like Lady Gaga's Mayhem kind of thing. And it looks like ink. It's like a tie-dye, but it almost looks like ink.
Yeah.
Ink blots.
It looks very, very cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So they sent me this, so I thought I would wear it for the recording. And they also sent me bike shorts. They like purple bike shorts, but they haven't arrived yet. So I'm going to wait. I'm waiting for those. They have like, they're like bike shorts, and they have like evil little eyes on the legs. So that would be fun.
They're not going to fit your giant hog, though.
No, my fat fucking cock.
One time when I was just getting to know Juice, this didn't happen on any content. I'm just going to let everybody know. I asked about your history. You know, you opened up to me a little bit and talked about how you were picked on a little bit as a kid for being different. And I was like, oh man, what was that like? You know, what did people zero in on? What was the biggest sensitivity that you had? And you said, well, I got bullied a lot for having a fat, fat dick.
Nice. I would do that. Yeah, yeah. Nice, 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 nice. I'm so sorry.
No, it's good.
Good. No, good.
I don't think you actually said that, by the way. I made that up.
Oh, good. I was going to say that sounds like something I would say.
I very believable.
Okay, it's very believable. Although, you know what somebody said to me today? One of my, I was talking to somebody and he said something to me about like, he like figured out a problem. And I said, oh my God, thank you so much for helping me figure it out. He's like, yeah, no problem, man. Big brain. And I said, big fucking brain, even bigger fucking nuts. And he said, nice. And I was like, yes.
You're really rolling the dice with those, because not everybody is like all in. Good job, brother. A lot of people, like, remember that Spider-Man you deflated?
I do.
Yeah. Not everybody is all in on him.
Nice ass.
Yeah.
Oh. Listen, if you're gonna walk around in a Spider-Man costume,
no, there is no, you should have seen what they were wearing. They were asking for it. That's not what we're subscribing to here. That's not what we're doing here.
Oh my God. Oh, fun. So yeah, where are we going now?
I could tell you about how I'm doing if you cared to
ask. I thought we did that. Okay. Jackson, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
That's good.
Last week was hella busy. I did 4 corporate live streams in 3 days, plus one of my own in that mix. Very, very tiring. And I didn't realize, but basically from January until last week was all planning for last week. So returning to kind of just a normal, quote unquote, normal workflow in my day-to-day life has been really, really nice. And just being able to be like, oh, fuck, I don't need to be in meetings from 8 a.m. till 1 and then pedal to the metal the rest of the day. So being able to take a breather was really, really nice, especially because Wednesday last week I started work at 9 and ended work at 8 p.m. And I took like an hour lunch and I took maybe 30 minutes to reheat and eat dinner. So like it was really piling up on me last week. I was feeling really exhausted. So I'm feeling a little better today. I'm definitely not fully recovered and recouped, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. And I'm happy to be hanging out with you.
I know we didn't have our Wednesday night hang last week.
We didn't. That's right. That's right.
We won't have it this week either.
Because today's not Wednesday. That's a good point. Did not
notice. Today's Monday and we normally do on Wednesdays. And
today
also,
is definitely not Monday.
What's today? Today's Tuesday. Oh my God. Today's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
but we're going to finish Split Fiction soon, which I'm looking forward to.
Yes. Big fan. If you have not played Split Fiction yet, friends, pick it up, find a friend, find a Discord to find a friend. If you don't have a friend who will want to play you, play it immediately. Yes. I have never loved a game so much. It is so good. It will be game of the year. I will be shocked and appalled if it does not win it.
I don't think it will.
Shut up.
You can have your own. You can have your own game of the year. That doesn't disqualify the things or delegitimize the things that you enjoy. You can still like them. I don't think it's going to win the game of the year.
What do you think is going to win?
Assassin's GTA Creed? 6 will come out this year. And
GTA 6.
There's literally articles about GTA 6 being good for the games industry and being part of the recovery of the industry.
Why?
GTA 6 will be one of the highest selling games of all time. Can guarantee it right now.
What's so special about GTA? Win me over.
GTA 5 is already one of the highest selling, highest grossing games of all time. And people have been clamoring for a new entry for 5 years. That's all I need to say. The number of people that will pick up and play this game and spend money in it and play it and enjoy it. It's a game from a studio that has a incredible resume that really does not miss. Rockstar, like, any promotional video that's gone out so far has been incredibly successful. I think there's records about like one of the reveal trailers being the fastest video on YouTube to reach X number of views. GTA exists in one of those spaces like Madden, FIFA, and Call of Duty, where people who don't play games play Call of or play GTA.
Boring.
GTA 6 will be game of the year. Unless they completely bobble it, it will be one of the most successful games.
That's like saying Fortnite would be game of the year.
Fortnite was game of the year.
What?
It's always in a conversation of, hey, at what point can Fortnite be in this conversation? Because there isn't that category of best DLC or best live service game. I think there might be now, actually. But the fact that Fortnite does so many things every single year is incredible. But also, it's a completely different conversation because Fortnite didn't launch this year. GTA 6 will launch this year.
Fine.
Again, it can be your game of the year. There's no discrediting that. No one is coming after your personal selection.
Is it your selection?
No.
Is yours GTA?
No, it probably won't. That's not really a game that will appeal to me, but I anticipate there's other games that I'll enjoy more than this one.
Which?
I don't know yet. I am going to play the new Assassin's Creed. I am curious about it. I don't know that that necessarily will be one that's better, but...
That one's had a really big...
Launch. 2 million copies in the first 2 million players in the first 48 hours, something like that.
Is that good? Okay.
Yeah, very good.
So it like saved Ubisoft?
It didn't. I mean, we won't know, but it was a hit for Ubisoft where they have not had one in a very long time. They have not had one that's like really been super awesome. They put out a Star Wars game last year that was fine. Apparently, some people liked it a lot, and a lot of people
didn't Jedi
care.
One?
No, Star Wars Outlaws was.
Oh, I don't even remember it.
Exactly right. It didn't hit for everybody. It didn't hit for a lot of people, but this one hit. which is great. I'm really happy. And because of all, like, another step beyond that, part of the reason I'm really happy that this game has hit is two lead characters, an Asian woman and a black man. So the internet is pissed off because everyone's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm mad about it. And that's all I'll say. And good. Fuck them. I'm glad that this game is successful despite all of the fucking bigoted pieces of shit in the world.
There it is. Nice. So ally.
I'll dive in on that. Actually, I got, if I may, if you'll indulge
please.
Me.
Please, please, please.
I got a really nice message from someone in more on, I believe, the Twitch side than the podcast side, but sent me a nice message about just basically aggressive allyship and how important it was to them at that point in time. So it really it warmed my day. It warmed my heart. It brightened my day. So
nice.
Thank you.
You're very good at what you do.
Thanks. I try. I feel a little boat adrift in the sea at times and don't really know if what I'm doing has an impact or if it's just, you know, anger for the sake of anger. And
well, do you know what's so funny?
It's good to hear.
I think with where we are kind of in the space of the world, if someone does the absolute bare minimum and accepts me as a human, great. Almost yeah. feels like they're doing too much.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And I'm mad about that.
Well, I mean, but you shouldn't put so much pressure on yourself is what I mean. Is that like, at this point, you really don't have to do that much, and it's going to feel like a lot.
Yep. It's a, I don't know if double-edged swords or catch 22. I don't know. One of those where it's like.
Double hey, Jeopardy.
Definitely that one. The Daily Double from Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy. Yeah, that's what it is. Is that where like someone kills you, but then you actually stay alive, so then you kill them, and then it's like a double Jeopardy and nobody. Isn't that what the double Jeopardy means?
Explain it to me again. Let me see if I can get this right.
So you...
What's a double jeopardy?
So somebody tries to kill you, but it's an attempted murder. So then you kill them.
So where does the jeopardy part come in?
A very popular TV show.
But where's the connection between the popular TV show and the murdering that's happening?
Can I use my Google?
You can use your Google because I'm more curious about this than any claim you've made ever in the whole time we've known each other. I encourage the Google.
It's moment. A movie.
Double Jeopardy is a movie?
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Double Jeopardy is a procedural defense primarily in common law jurisdiction that prevents an accused person from being tried again on the same or similar charges following an acquittal or conviction in the rare cases prosecutorial and or judge misconduct in the same jurisdiction. Oh, so I think what I'm thinking is the movie... She got charged for murdering somebody, but then wasn't convicted, or she was acquitted of it. But that person actually wasn't dead, so then she killed him. So then there was no way for her to get it.
Okay, pretty confused about almost everything that's happened here so far, but you were in the right ballpark on this one.
Thank you.
Pretty confused still,
but I was
where the lines were drawn and the connections were made. But you know what?
Listen, gaming podcast, also lawyers.
No, do not take legal advice from
my dad. Wanted me to be a lawyer because he says that I'm very argumentative and don't like changing my mind. One time I was in a fight with one of my great aunts and she was wrong. And I knew she was wrong and everybody in the room knew she was wrong, but they were allowing her to continue to be wrong and loud. So then I started arguing with her and telling her why she was wrong and here were the right facts. And then she started arguing with me and then I got bored of the conversation. So I went, Aunt June, I'm just going to let you know I'm right. You're wrong. I'm done with the conversation. We continue on with dinner. I don't care what you're going to continue to say. We're done here. And everybody looked at me like in shock and she turned a shade of purple that I don't think I could ever recreate. I thought she was going to flip the table and then I continued to eat and my dad went, well... This is a fun dinner.
A little bit abrasive, but very good boundary setting.
Thank you.
A little abrasive into the delivery, but like just being like, we're just going to stop this here. I don't care anymore.
Aunt June's dead. I could talk about her as much as I want now.
Yeah.
You know, she was wrong and I was right.
I hear she stole children from babies.
She did. Wait, she stole children from babies.
Mm-hmm.
Make that make sense.
I meant to say candy.
I was like, wait a second.
That was a bobble.
Let's back it up.
I bobbled that one.
Lovely. Cool. Well,
Juice, I thought it was about time that we pulled together video game commandments. These things always need to be true to the letter of the law in the goddamn Bible. But before we get to that, Juice, I think it's about time that we talk about the patreon.com/itdangerpod. Over on the Patreon, you can find a whole slew of different content options, including a monthly bonus video, full video episodes of the podcast, getting everything a day before the rest of the world, and what?
The world.
Oh, okay, yeah. And for a specific tier, a monthly cameo style video from Juice and myself. If you were over on the podcast, you could contribute most directly to supporting us in the creation of all of these episodes. And again, another thank you to our Patreon producers, Mystery and the Bull 963. We appreciate you immensely.
And if you also want your name mentioned on the podcast, you could also become a producer.
That is correct. Actually, something else that's going on in the Patreon right now is I dropped a little Q&A. And if we get enough questions in there, we might do a whole episode that's just answering questions from the patrons, too. So I think that might be fun.
Make it silly questions. Make them silly. Funny. I'll answer anything, really. You've I'll seen my boundaries. I'll have to stop him. Yeah. You've it's heard happened. Me. I'll say, I really, truly have not a lot of boundaries. So I will. I'll answer the question.
As much as this podcast can get really unhinged, I will say that the 10-minute or the 2 to 3 minute cameo style videos that we put up each month are some of the most unhinged content. For anyone who is already receiving them, you will be aware. There's
I like
pits,
when we're together when we
there's
do them.
Nips. There's a lot. There's a
pits
lot
and
going
nips.
On.
Pits and nips. Nips, pits and 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 nips. One day I'm going to get Jackson to show feet.
One day.
One day.
On the Patreon exclusively. Do you want to talk about what we just created for our exclusive video of the month? Patreon exclusive video. We just came up with a great idea. We're going to record it this weekend.
Like, we are going to do a we are going to do a tier list of dating simulators. Mm-hmm. So we are going to go from God tier, S tier, A tier, B tier, D tier, all of that. We're going to find the best dating simulators out there, ones that we played, ones that we have not played, and just go off the vibes.
Just the vibes.
On where we think that those should be ranked.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to keep an eye out on the Patreon at the end of this month, we will have those videos uploaded as well as all of the cameo styles videos sent out. And with that, Juice, I have a list of 7
I have 6
video game commandments that I think should always be true in a game. That's 13 total.
Thank you.
Did you just count it out on your fingies? Did you get it right?
I did.
You got to 13. Very good. Since I have 7 and you have 6, do you want me to go first just so that we have a back
Shall
and forth?
Shall we volley?
Yeah, a little back and forth. Okay, my first, I'm curious to see if we overlap on any. I don't think we will because we were very, very vague. We were very ambiguous. It was very broad. It was, what are video game commandments? And I think I'm coming from a perspective of something I expect every time. And you might, if I had to guess, come from a position of things you do every time or a player should do every time. Fair. Either way. Whatever it is. The first one on my list is red barrels must explode in video games.
Thou shall explode the red barrel.
If there is a red barrel in a game and I shoot it or light it on fire or punch it and it does not explode, 0 out of 10, worst game ever made. That is a goddamn universal truth. It needs to be in every single game. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that will turn me off faster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have very different commandments.
I thought it might be true. And you know what? I think that's our beauty here.
Beautiful.
You know, some of the audience connects more with me and almost everybody else connects more with you and your opinions on things. So that's just the balance of the love here.
Nice.
Mine? What do you got? Yeah, I would love to hear.
I'll do this one first, actually. Thou shall help your friends when they need help in the game. Sometimes games are hard and sometimes you have to help your pal beat a boss level because they just want to have fun and they can't do it.
Sometimes, sometimes you might hold on to that boss level for 3 to 6 months until you see your pal again so that they can beat the game for you.
Exactly. So thou shalt help your pals beat the game sometimes and thou shalt help your pal out. So sometimes This can work either way. This could be you're the friend who helps, or you're the friend who needs help.
Yeah.
So that thou shalt ask for help and thou shalt help.
Yeah.
Thou shalt help each other have fun.
What's on my list for next game I have to beat for you? Is it Tears of the Kingdom?
No, because my Switch broke, so that all that data's gone.
I don't know if you had like a cloud save or something. Anyway, whatever, we'll figure it out.
It's okay. We that is not.
I did beat one of the guardians for a friend in Breath of the Wild. It did happen. Someone else handed it to me.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Beat that.
Yeah. And other times, you can watch me play, babe.
I put you on the TV sometimes and watch you play all the time.
Oh, thanks, boo.
No worries.
The next one, I think you'll be able to connect with, even if it wasn't the same approach or mindset that you had. Thou must collect all loot.
Oh my God, I was going to put that one. Thou must always loot. Thou must collect all loot. Take the time to loot.
If there is a room full of bodies, you need to loot every single fucking one in there.
Everyone. If there's a prompt, loot it.
3 out of 5 and you leave the room. That's
oh my God. Insane. That's crazy.
Exactly. It is clutch your pearls, gasp out loud, insane. No. Can't do
If
that.
There is a drawer that you can open, mm-hmm. open the drawer. Mm-hmm.
If your game doesn't have an inventory limit, you better have everything in the game by the end.
Honestly, even if I have an inventory limit, I'll look and I'll be like, do I need that little thing? Should I get rid of something? I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only Constantly. Time I will ever skip a loot is if I am in immediate danger and I would rather not lose my life and then have to return to that loot later.
Has it happened where Juice and I are playing Fortnite together and Juice gets murdered because I'm off looting something because I got distracted in the middle of a gunfight? Yes, it certainly has. Will it happen again in future? Yes. Almost definitely.
Almost definitely, yes.
Yeah.
Jackson sees a fishing rod. He's gone. Yeah.
That is exactly actually what happened. I grabbed a fishing rod. I was fishing off a dock. You got murdered. I finished fishing. Also got murdered. At least they let me finish first. That was great.
Okay, I have a next one.
Give it to me.
Thou shall not gatekeep good games. Okay, share with your friends when you find a good game.
Yeah.
Don't keep that shit to yourself. If you find a game that isn't one that is commercially like huge among people, tell your friends. Be like, hey, this game is so fun, you should play it. And I find most gamers do this, but like that's why it's part of the commitments. Never gatekeep good games. Mm-hmm. Always tell everybody if a game is good.
Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. It goes a little bit, if I can take it a little step further.
Please.
People sometimes criticize IGN. They give everything a 7 or an 8. They give everything a 7 or 8. There is a lot about how they select games and why that inherently leads to them having 7 or 8s. But there are different people reviewing games at each of these companies, right? Like you see IGN gave it blank, GameSpot gave it blank, all of those things. There's individuals working within, so it's not the same person reviewing every game. So in the very much the same way of like, hey, I love this game, I'm going to go tell everyone, find a reviewer that you really align with personally, right? Like it doesn't need to be the big, every IGN review. It's like, oh, no. I know the person that writes this and we have very similar tastes in games. So align with people with similar tastes in games is kind of jumping off of that a little bit. If I'm playing a game, Juice, and it has a dog, I need to be able to pet that dog.
Thou should pet the dog.
Thou needs to be able to pet that dog. You know what I mean?
I agree. This pet the dog, play backwards. With the dog, feed the dog, interact with the dog. And if I may jump off that, any kind of pet.
It's true. It's not enough just to have them existing. You've only done half of the job. I need to be able to interact with them.
I should be able to not only pet every animal, interact with every animal. I should be able to ride any quote unquote rideable animal. Sure. I should be able to ride a deer. I should be able to ride a moose.
Strap two dogs to your feet, run around on top of the dogs.
I should be able to make a dog sled with the dogs.
That's a good idea.
All animals should be interactable.
How are you going to catch the deer?
I'm gonna do a little sneaky sneak.
Show me your sneaky sneak a little bit more.
I'm going to do a little sneaky sneak.
Show me what you look like sneaking.
Sneaky sneak.
That's good.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to do a little sneaky sneak, and then there's going to be a little prompt that says ride, and I'm going to go whoop, and I'm going to ride it.
Got it.
Every game should have that.
If you can catch an animal, you should be able to ride the animal. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
What do you got next?
Thou shall play whatever mode you want without judgment.
It's on my list.
Is it?
On my list, scaling difficulty, there is no wrong way to play a game. Basically, it's great, Elden Ring, that you have made a game that is intentionally difficult. Give me a fucking easy mode.
Easy mode.
It doesn't matter. I get it. People that play the game are really proud. And I get it, when whatever game comes out in future has an easy mode, the community is going to get mad at you. Those people suck. Make games approachable. Make them available to as many people as possible.
It's like
give
saying,
me a fucking easy mode.
It's like saying, I don't want to have a successful game. Yeah. I would like my game to only be marginally successful because I want it to only go to a one small percentage of people who will be able to play it, who will have the skill to be able to play it.
Yeah,
it goes right into the gatekeeping. It's just like, don't gatekeep the game. Allow, have accessibility options for all people to be able to play the game, to enjoy it, and it's going to make the game more accessible for everybody. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know,
so that was on my list. Like I said, scaling difficulty, no wrong way to play a game. But to connect to exactly what you just said, also on my list, accessibility features are a must. Gone yes. are the days where, like, oh my god, this game has a couple of accessibility features. You all fucking need to have them. I know
yes.
it's not that hard. I know it's not simple. I know it's additional work. Prioritize it. It is important work. Make sure that people that want to play your game can. Make sure
yeah.
that games are for everyone. That's what it should be. And I think that we're in an era where it's no longer going above and beyond to put them in your game. It's a necessity. It's an expectation. Put accessibility features in your game.
It makes no sense for you to not have at least a few accessibility features. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, if you can't be decked out to the nines in accessibility features, at least have a few so people are able to enjoy the game.
Give me colorblind mode. Like, basic. Give me, there's some really impressive shit in The Last of Us 2, actually. There's like,
that's, I know, I was gonna say, I'm absolutely spoiled because they have this massive list. And it's even in their thing being like, hey, if you have problems with this boss, here's some accessibility features that you can do to help you with it for the difficulty level.
Yeah.
Like, am I on very light right now? Hell fucking yeah, I am.
Who cares? No wrong way to play a game. Juice, there is someone that we met at the Canadian Game Awards that is a blind gamer and an advocate for blind gamers and things like that. So it's like, help these people be able to play games. There's multiple people with multiple, like, there's many people with varying needs to be able to play your game. Please help them. Play your
just
game.
Let them play the fucking game.
Let them play the fucking game.
Yours?
That was mine.
Well, do you have another one?
Yeah. I got two more on my list. How many more you got on your list?
Some of mine have blended into each other.
Okay.
I've got like two or three.
Okay. You want give me one of yours then?
Thou shall not spoil.
Oh, spoiler talk.
Thou shall not spoil.
Mm.
If you are within a space with a game that has like a twist ending, a twist in the middle, some kind of like big thing that happens, just don't spoil it, you know?
That's a tough question, tough conversation topic with a lot of nuance as well. How long? You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. Never go out of your way to intentionally spoil something.
That's what I mean. Going out of your way to intentionally do it.
Don't ever.
That's what I mean. It's the intentional way. If you accidentally spoil something for somebody, not a big deal. Yeah. But it's like having that thing of being like, oh, I'm playing this game right now. Have you played it?
Yeah.
Can we talk about this? You know, because it's just like, I don't want to think about intentionally. Like if you're posting on like social media, okay, you might see something to spoil it. Not a big deal. But it's like within like spaces of friends and stuff is what I kind of mean.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. There was a game that I was playing on stream, and I won't say it for the sake of the story, for the sake of spoilers, but someone came in and their name was X character dies.
How dare you?
They hit that follow button. Fuck that person.
Fuck
douchebag.
That guy.
Douchebag. You got better shit to do with your time. And if you don't, oh my god, put your head in the fucking ground. You need to let me save whenever the fuck I want.
Yes.
Old school games where you're like, no, you have to get to the checkpoint and hit the save button at the thing. And then
I will kill you.
And then so Kingdom Hearts is the fucking worst for this. You have a checkpoint, you go through a 7-minute cutscene, and then you have a boss fight. You die, go back and watch that cutscene again.
Bull, you can skip the cinematic.
Shit. Some games, I don't remember exactly which, but I'm sure.
Kingdom Hearts, you can skip the cinematic.
Some, but even still, I shouldn't need to. Let me save after the cinematic. That's fucking stupid. Let me save whenever I want to. Sure, there are moments, there's exceptions to the rule. The exception proves the rule. That's what they say. Where like, for horror games, sure, that makes a lot of sense to me. Failure has a lot of consequence. You have to go back through that creepy thing because you failed. You have to go back from your checkpoint. I get that. But just like any action adventure game, I'm going to make a decision in a narrative game. Let me save right before it. Don't make me go and chase a save point. That's insane.
That's fair.
I got one more, but I want to throw things back to you on this one.
This one kind of goes off. I mean, I'm trying to decide which one's better. I'm going to do my cop-out one. Thou shalt just fucking have fun. Games are fun. Games are fun. Games are fun. Games are ways to turn your brain off and enjoy yourself. If you are playing a game where it frustrates you to the point where you want to rip your controller in half, or you're sweating, or you're having a bad day and it ruins your day, that's not fun. Games are meant to be fun. Games are meant to challenge you, and games are meant to kind of help your brain turn off, but also like rewire the way you think about things. But also, games are meant to be fun. It's a game. Have fun.
Remember Bread and Fred?
Not fun.
Not fun. Not fun.
Not fun.
The last one on my list, Jucifer.
Jucifer.
New gear better fucking change my appearance. If I'm playing an RPG and it's like, whoa, you got the wand of Exterminalis and I equip it, it better change the way I fucking look. It's not enough to change my stats.
It's
got to
change.
It's not enough to just change the color. I want to look different. I want to look cool. Yes, it's going to add time to your development process. I get that. Fucking do it. I got to look cool. I'm thinking back to like some of the old games I played with friends that were like dungeon crawlery games, where it's like every piece of loot made a small change. You think of, don't, but because it'll make you angry, but World of Warcraft, you get a new piece, it changes what you look like, and they go to great lengths. Everything has its own unique thing. They've done a whole polymorph, whatever. But then I think back to some of the dungeon crawlery games like Gauntlet, which was like a really famous arcade game that had a couple of spinoffs and sequels. And even if I got in and got a cool new wizard's robes, didn't change a thing. Just changed some of the stats, maybe some new skills, but didn't change the way I look. Games are a fucking power fantasy. I gotta look cool. I gotta look cool. I gotta have control over myself and my fashion. I gotta look cool.
Do I have a game for you?
What do you got?
Infinity fucking Nikki.
Yeah.
Or honestly, even fucking what's the Blade one?
Stellar.
Stellar Blade.
That's not the one.
Jiggle Mechanics.
Guarantee you that's not the one for me.
I still have to play that one.
I think you'll hit. I think it'll be very much like, it is meant to be a Souls-like. It's meant to be very difficult.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if they have easy mode either. Anyhow.
Oh,
your last one? Bring us home, babes.
I don't know. It's kind of stupid. Thou shalt challenge yourself when needed. So
you
just
said that make it easy and fun.
Yeah, I know. That's why it was stupid. That's why I didn't want to add it in. You know, I was like, oh, that actually doesn't make sense. Don't challenge yourself if you don't want to.
If I can help you. It's a nuanced conversation. Some people play games for different reasons. There's no wrong way to play a game.
That's why I said I don't want to say it.
I'm just saying, you contradicting yourself is a good thing. You've covered the entire spectrum of the conversation.
Thank you.
By accident.
Oopsie doopsie.
And I tried to help you and then you yelled at me. I tried to be like, look, you did great. And you went, fuck you.
I'm like, get fucked.
Okie dokes.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokes.
Do you have any more?
Nah, that's it for the list. I'm sure there's a million more out there. So if you are out there listening to this and you have your own, head on over to the Patreon and comment on this video or audio file. Even if you are not subscribed, you should still have access to comments on the page. And if I'm wrong, whoopsie doopsie.
If you are wrong, wherever you are listening to this, where podcasts are, if you're on our Instagram or if you are on Spotify, whatever, just leave a comment on what your gaming commandment would be.
Nice.
Let us know.
Hey, Juice, if they wanted to go to our social media and make that comment, where would they go?
If you guys want to visit us on our social media because you are just like, I don't want to fucking go on that fucking Patreon, you stupid bitch. You can go to It Danger Pod on Instagram. We are always putting out little clips. Jackson works very hard on them and they are oh so very funny. So if you give us a follow on that and check out the content that we're putting out there, we always try to make you guys laugh a little bit on the Instagrams.
And I'm going to have more energy after this past week being gone. So I'll actually be able to get some edits because it's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Listen, and I'm never going to pressure you to put one out if you don't have the energy for it. They are just a fun little addition.
Love you. Thank you.
My king.
Thank you for saying that. Love you.
My baby. My sweet prince.
Love you.
Love you.
And I love all of you out there as well. Bye, Barry.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for another episode of It Danger Pod. Join us next week where me and Jackson are going to go deep into the realm of what gaming is like. Jiggle physics. Are they the future? And will we get some of Jackson?
Did you talk about your car for even a minute of this
nope,
podcast?
I did not. I don't know why I said it.